Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we want to thank you for listening to us here at Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have some teaching on self-deliverance. What are we coming up against? How to identify and recognize when demons are using you. Sometimes demons can use us and we don't even know it. And we're going to deal with that and some basic instructions on breaking curses. What curses are, because sometimes curses open up the door to demonic entities. But before we do that, we're going to let Sister Marine start us off in prayer, and then we're going to have two praise and worship songs from Jermaine Edwards. We got a lot to learn tonight. It's a packed house, so please get a pen and piece of paper. There's a lot of scripture we're going to cover tonight. We're going to let Sister Marine open us up with prayer, and then after that, we're going to have two songs from Jermaine Edwards, and we'll get into the word for today.
Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this meeting tonight. Lord, we pray that your anointing be upon the speaker tonight. Lord, we pray that our ears would be open and our hearts would be open to hear what the Spirit has to say to us tonight. Lord, we thank you. Help us to retain everything that we hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Sister Marine, I got two new songs for you. Tell her these are for her, and a lot of other people have been requesting it. So here we go. Jermaine Edwards.
Okay. All right.
Lord, every day we wake, Lord, we try to keep our hearts open. Purify our thoughts, Lord, and we acknowledge you and everything that we do, Jesus. Alicia, help me sing that song.
Yeah.
this morning I woke up and I looked in the mirror and every part of my body was in place. Many people died and never saw this day. So another day I live, I appreciate. Don't ever wanna act too high and mighty, cause tomorrow I can fall down on my face. Doing everything, Lord, I give you praise. And that puts a smile on my face. Lord, I thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, beautiful day, beautiful day, yeah. Don't put some fight.
Gymnasium. Check it out. Watch this. Bring ding 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 I heard them ready for ministry, one. So guess what? Running extra. Yeah, yeah. Bless up.
Okay, praise God, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries.com. We was about to get ready to bring the Word of God here. Please get a pen and a piece of paper. This is a lot of information that is needed to definitely get out. So I pray that you would get a pen and piece of paper. Be patient with me. I'm trying to turn my encoder on. I was trying to go live with live deliverance and having technical difficulties. So what I'm going to do is to just get it to stream and record this sermon and then deal with it after. Pray for me. We come up against a lot of spirits that attack us while we're on internet live. It is not easy to do this at all. The attacks is just ferocious, and I have to constantly pray against these things and then deal with personal issues that in my life toward the Lord. And I just want you to know that I appreciate all of your prayers and support. We're going to talk about the ministry of deliverance. How do you know that these things are using you? We thank Sister Marine for that anointed prayer, and we believe that the anointing will go forth after that prayer. We're going to talk about obstacles to deliverance, things to stay away from. Now, some of this, you may never have ever even heard of it before, because we have a vast audience out here, and we have a lot of people from different churches that's listening that has never heard of the ministry of deliverance. It is so amazing. I've been doing this 14 years, and each year go by, I'm constantly finding new people who's been searching for just the Word of God. I've never heard the book of Mark being preached to me ever in my life. So we're going to share some things with you when you're dealing with deliverance, to be honest with yourself. And if any of you have seen these or have had this to happen to you, these are signs of demonic oppression, not possession. You cannot be possessed. You can be oppressed with spirits. Alcohol, overweight, hearing voices, night terrors, night visitors, abducted, attempted suicide, channel guides, astral travel, remote viewed, hypnotized, vampirism, paganism, Satanism, Wicca, voodoo, Santeria, sacrifice to animals. Stay away from any of these things. If you are hearing voices, rebuke it in the name of Jesus, because you have the authority, you have the power, and you have the Son of God in you, greater than he that is in me, than he that is in the world. So I'm going to tap on some things just because the Lord is telling me there are different people, and there are some people need to hear this. Some of you won't need to hear this. Some of you do. But when we get to the book of Mark, chapter 1, all of us are going to need to see that, because I'm going to show you how demons operate, how they attack, and how to find out. Sometimes demons can be used, and you don't even know it. Jesus said, you not know what spirit you're of. Jesus rebuked Peter. Peter was just a-talking, and he thought that was him. And he said, Satan. And he wasn't speaking to Peter. He spoke strictly directly to Satan, and Peter didn't even know it. So if you, as a Christian, have dabbled with witchcraft, please come get some deliverance. Now, some of you not, this may not be for you. Jesus said, I came to help those who need healing. He came for the sick. So if you've been indulging with the Ouija board, please contact overtonab1@gmail.com, channeling, table tapping, light as a feather, palm reading, crystals, automatic handwriting analysis, crystal balls, even Halloween and pagan holidays. Rebuke that stuff. Zodiac signs, get rid of it. Native fairies, tea leaves, sorcery, astrology, horoscope, fortune teller, visionary dreams, astral projection, Bloody Mary, narcomancy, which is talking to the dead, seance and challenging spirits through objects. Don't do that. Clairvoyancy. It's very dangerous. Stay away from that. Look at the book of the movie Michael King. Try to get on the internet and find Michael King. He didn't believe in God, and his wife died, and he opened up the door to some heavy sorcery, and he got into some deep, deep black arts, and the demons destroyed him. Spell books, secret oaths, remote view, tarot cards, seal vials, please. Get some deliverance if you have dealt with that. Some of you may think, well, there's nothing wrong with it. You got churches and the Baptist churches having yoga meditation. but they ain't meditating on the word. Yum, 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 yum. That demon code through them vibes and them waves and them humming, and they'll open up that door to that spirit come in you. Yoga, transcendental meditation, martial arts meditation, psychotraumatry, clairvoyancy, voodoo, visionary imagery, pyramid power, holistic health practices, mind control, psychic healing, Eastern meditation, spirit guide, telekinesis, psychopathologist, hypnosis, teleportation. These are nothing but demonic doors that people open to. Telekinesis, biorhythm charts, numerology, Tantrica yoga is very dangerous. ESP, biofeedback, stay away from these things. If you have problems in area of mental areas such as daydreaming, memory gaps, fantasies, confusion, distraction, that's the devil. If it's not a good thought, the Bible says, whatever is a good thought, think on those things. Philippians 4:8. Amen. If you've been attacked with negative emotions through fear, heaviness, nightmares, loneliness, fear of man, stress, anxiety, worry, lack of trust, these are demonic spirits, depression, doubt, blackness, suspicion, worthlessness, innovation, being to yourself a lot, getting to some praise and worship, that can counteract that. Praise really opens up the anointing where you and the Lord can invest together so that you can allow the Holy Spirit to intervene with you and remove that. And praise, when I listen to some Jermaine Edwards when I'm going through a lot, man, he really uplifts me. And pray for him. He's going through tremendous challenges right now. If you're a Christian and you've dabbled in Freemasonry, Rainbow Girls, Aryan Nations, Daughters of the Nile, Eastern Star, Job's Daughters, Neo-Nazis, Shriners, Ku Klux Klan, Dolly Molly, and all this stuff, you need to get it renounced, break the covenant. There is a form of Satanist that's out there. You have to break your covenant by blood, by human sacrifice if you did that, and ask God to forgive you. Religious demons, if you've dealt with these types of organizations and then jumped into Christianity, you will need some deliverance. Mormonism, Church of God, Scientology, Rosicrucianism, Theosophists, Bada Huzin, Eckendor, Agnosticism, A Curse of Miracles, Druid, Celtic Religion, Unification Church, Reverend Sun Yat Moon, the Church of Universal Template, Ubamba, Church of Satan, Christian Science, Svarbakalazadism, Hare Krishna, The Way International, My Theology, Empathy Philosophy, Kabbalism, Rastafarianism, Rosicrucianism, Jehovah Witness, Centera, Islam, Unity, Edward Casey, Science of the Mind, Spiritism, Voodoo, Palimali, Hinduism, Science of Creative Intelligence, TMI, stay away from that. Sometimes if you need to understand, some of you may never have understood it, but there are demons that do manifestations, and I can give you some examples of manifestations, sudden onset of confusion, if that happened to you, that could be demonic, smelling a strong, foul odor, unexplained falls and accidents, sudden weaknesses and dizziness, episodes of unusual strength, seeing dark-shaped shadows, seeing onsets of sleepiness that when comes when you're hearing the word of God or the ministry of deliverance being distracted, those demons are the demons of distraction. They don't want no one to hear anything that I'm saying. They will do anything to keep you away from listening to what I'm saying, because what we're doing is exposing the kingdom of darkness that the church has no idea of what's going on, because it's an unseen world. And in the church today and how they've been doing it for the past 1,900 years ago is having church through the flesh without the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, where people can see the change and see these things in a church. You should be at a church, you can be able to smell a foul demonic odor because of the warfare is there. Those demons are going to manifest. unable to pray to God, if you find yourself hard to pray, something holding you down, those are demons. Yes, ma'am. There's 12 people that are having problems and they sleep, and there are 9 men who are having problems with succubus and incubus spirits. These spirits have sex with you at night. We'll give you my email address at overtonavy1@gmail.com and call me. We got a lot to cover. I got to use this whole 1 hour and 38 minutes, so I'm not going to have time to do it tonight. And we are on backlog, me and Sister Durden. We are booked full. We got about 48 more people waiting. So hear us. Get the self-deliverance here. Do it yourself until we can reach out to you. Amen. And you don't need us. You can get self-deliverance. You can do it yourself. This is why we're teaching this. Unable to pray to God. Seeing visions on someone who's dead. Outbursts and shouting. Hearing voices of someone who is dead. Eyes turning red, yellow, and very angry. Hissing sounds around you. Blurring sensation of burning when the anointing oil is there. Change in voice, photoglysis, inability to move or to speak in the bed. If these things have happened to you, I guarantee you they are demonic spirits. Succubus spirits, these are demonic sexual intercourses with a female spirit. Incubus is a demonic and sexual intercourse with a male spirit. Feeling very cold or having a room become very cold, signs of heavy demonic manifestation. Altered state of consciousness without alcohol or any drugs. Feeling like extra forces effects has power over you. Feeling like you're in seeing in the heaviness mist of fog. These are manifestations of demons. And a lot of people don't know that. And I pray that you listen to me every night, that you learn about this. Now, let's look at this thing according to the Bible. Let's look at how demons operate. Let's look at how the Master, oh, Lord, the King of Kings, Jesus, Son of God, how he dealt with demons. And how he dealt with demons, we can do it too. You can do self-deliverance. You tell that spirit, you come out of me. I say, you schizophrenic spirit, come out of me. The Lord revealed to me I have some schizophrenic spirits and still is dealing with it. So there's, you know, there's different levels of anything. It doesn't matter. You have the authority. Just as Jesus did, you have the same authority. Now let's look at this and go to Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I sent my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remissions of sin. And there went out unto him all the land of Judah, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts with wild honey, and preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, that lineage of whom shoes I am not worthy to stoop down or unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit and a dove descending upon him. The manifestation of the warfare has begun with Jesus' earthly ministry. Because after this, the confrontation with the devil, demons in people. That's the first thing that Jesus did in the book of Mark. The first. And you never hear it in the church. I've never heard a preacher preach Mark chapter 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5. You know, I've heard it to be attitudes in the, you know, the temple and the 12 tribes of Israel and the Noah's Ark, but not this. Verse 11, and there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my son in whom I'm well pleased. And immediately the spirit driven him into the wilderness. Here's the warfare. Now, before we go into any warfare, do we see a pattern that we need to get from Jesus? He did not deal with any demon until the baptism of the Holy Ghost came upon him, until he dipped in the water. When he came up, the heavens opened, and that beautiful voice of Elohim, God, Jehovah Nissi, said these wonderful things about Yeshua, our Messiah, who's Jewish. Now, here is when the warfare started. This is how Jesus dealt with the devil. Now, in John 14, 11, and 12, the Lord says, what I should do, you should do. We should learn the same tactics that Jesus had with the devil, no different. We should, the books, I read them, I study them, but I'm more now as advanced, not to be proudful or nothing, but I'm in this ministry so long, I just can come and find it out of the Bible now. But those books are good. But as we see the word, we're going to see how Jesus dealt with this and how it will pertain to you. And then we're going to look at obstacles to deliverance tonight. We're going to deal with curses tonight. And we're going to say a prayer of closing, and then we're going to go. All right, verse 13. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beast, those are demons, and the angels ministered unto him. Now, he got hit with the enemy. Time he got the Holy Ghost. Satan went at him. Satan himself went at him. So what Jesus did was counteract that. He began to bring the kingdom of God on earth through the ministry of casting out of demons. Now, after that, John was put in prison. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Now, as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishermen of men. And straightway they followed their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further, there he saw James and John, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and also were into the ship, mangling their nets. And straightway he called them and left their father, Zebedee, in the ship with the hired servant, and went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sunday day, on the Saturday day, Sabbath, the Saturday day, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, on a Saturday, not on a Sunday. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, in Mark chapter 1, verse 12, and they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Shabbat, 6:30 Friday, 6:30 Saturday. Me and Sister Durden, we are Sabbath keepers. Live Deliverance Internet Radio, all staff are Sabbath keepers. We have members that's not Sabbath keepers, but they're still members. We let them choose. We're not under the law. We're under grace. The Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as scribes. So we see the authority, the power and authority of Christ is being in position to deal with the demons. Now here's where the warfare comes at. In Mark 1:23, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Why do demons cry out? Also Luke 4:33. When demons cry out, and when Jesus was in the presence, the anointing of Christ bothers them, brings them into conviction. They have a priest, angels at a prefixed state. Once they sin, they can't repent no more because it was born in heaven. They lost that. So when they cry, it's bringing them back to their agony. And sometimes when demons cry like that through people, it can be very horrifying, and if you have a spirit of fear in you, it's going to make you trigger off and quit the deliverance, so don't do that. Now watch what the demon said to Jesus, saying, let us, so we know that there's no one demon that you're dealing with in your life. You're not dealing with one demon. Ain't nobody got no one demon. I got multiple spirits in me, and I'm a deliverance minister. And I have the word of knowledge, operating the gifts, and seeing the spirit. Not all the time, but see when God wants me to see. And I have demons. let us. It didn't say let me. Demons are more than one. Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Aren't thou come to destroy us? It never said me, single, us, plural, us. I know thee. See, they know Jesus, but they don't want you to know this power that Jesus has. So what the church has done is Satan has created another gospel and has used the oratorical teachings and the intellectualism and the emotional part of service as part of the kingdom of God that brings to people every day on the wrong day, Sunday. Sunday is not the Sabbath. I hate to say that. I'm not Seventh-day Adventist. I'm Bible. Now, Jesus says, rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. Why did Jesus tell him to hold his peace? Jesus never allowed any demon to talk to him and to tell him what to do. That's why he said, hold his peace. If any of you in the ministry of deliverance, sometimes if the Holy Spirit tells you, let it talk so people can hear it, yes. We have a teaching. I'm going to let some excerpts of the, you can hear a live exorcism with me and Sister Durden. I'm going to try to put that in the program, about 10 minutes of it where you can hear it. He says in verse 26, and when the unclean spirit had tore him, spirits tried are so angry that they've been identified, is that they rather destroy the human body. So when you see the word tore him, that's internal wounds, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commanded he even the unclean spirits. It never says single spirit, deaf, dumb spirit, Mark 1:23. You never see one demon nowhere in the Bible. Not nowhere in the Synoptic Gospels. And immediately, his fame. Now, what made Jesus famous while he walked earth? Casting out of demons. Now, let's look at how they do things to people. Turn to Mark chapter 5. This is what demons do to people. Sometimes people don't even realize what they do. And I'm quite sure this man, he didn't realize what was going on, because the Bible says after he got delivered, he was in his right mind. So when we have demons oppressing us, we're not in our stable mind. That's where the demons are attacking us, and we're not knowing it. Now, how can we be aware of that? Holy Spirit, fellowship, you, the Holy Spirit, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, Jude 1:18. You have to build up your most holy faith. Then you're able to hear the Holy Spirit tell you what to do, how to stay free. But you have to pray and build yourself. My beloved, be ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, that feeds your spirit so that you're able to hear the Lord. See, if a person can't hear the Lord, their spirit is not strong enough to hear him. He wants everyone to hear him. My sheep know my voice. They hear me. It's not that he don't want to hear you. It's something that you're doing. You're probably more in the flesh. Sometimes people can't hear God because of anger, because of bitterness, unforgiveness. They won't pray. They won't fast to break the yoke of the flesh. That's the purpose for fasting. It takes work. And if they don't do that, it can't happen. So fill yourself with the Spirit of God so that the Lord can show you what you're dealing with. Amen. Now let's look at this here in Mark chapter 5. Turn to Mark chapter 5. And they came over into the side of the sea, into the country of Gergesenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit. Now watch this. You see where it says unclean spirit, single? Now watch this now. Whom had his dwellings among the tombs. Tombs represent death. Why does demons like to go have this man going in tombs? That's the spirit of death. A demon will carry a person somewhere in their boundaries where they're strong at. So if you ask yourself, why am I watching this all the time? What's making me want to do this? That's a spirit probably pushing you to do it. If you catch it, he'll back up because he's not going to want you to know that it's him. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him because of the strength. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains. That's high altitude. Why does this man way up there? These were demons get their strength. These are principalities, the mountains, and in tombs, crying and cutting himself. That's self-mutilation. I've seen a lot of young white people do it when I was in the hospital as a chaplain with Brother John. I encountered this many times of people cutting themselves. And when he saw Jesus off, he ran and worshiped him. Now, he really didn't worship him. Watch this. And cried with a loud voice saying, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee, my God, that thou torment me not. See, they know that Jesus can torment them. They don't want you to know that you can torment them too. I torment mine every day. Come out. You're going to come out of me. I say schizophrenia, come out of me. Small level schizophrenia, low level, high level, I don't care. All schizophrenia, come out of me. I say it every day. Come out of me in the name of Jesus. Come out of me in the name of Jesus. I speak it. Satan, you're a lie. I renounce you in the name of Jesus. Greater than he that is in me, than he that is in the world. That's what you tell the demon. You tell that demon that. They know Jesus. Let them know that you know Jesus too. And let them hear Jesus in you as you speak Jesus through your spirit. And I guarantee you, they will leave you. Now, don't forget now, we looked at this word spirit in Mark 5:2. I'm sure he's going to go to plural. Watch this now. Verse 8, Mark 5:8. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? Now watch this. And he answered, saying, my name is Legions, for we are many, us. There they go again. Started off as single. The Bible always show you one. When you see one, always look for another one, because they're going to come like that. Notice in Mark 5:2. The tombs of the man with an unclean spirit, single. Now, we go down here, and we see, he says, and he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legions, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. And there was there night unto the mountains a great herd of swines feeding. And all the devils, there go all the demons, there they go. Now, this is a cluster deliverance. You can do that with yourself. Jesus didn't pick one demon at a time. We don't do that at live deliverance. Get them all out. We used to do that. And the Lord said, y'all, what are y'all doing? We come out. What's your name? No. We got a different rapid response now because the Lord showed this to me. And we've been doing it. It's been much effective for the past couple of years. We've seen significant results of this method because it's in the Bible. You cannot lose by doing what the Bible says in anything. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. They rather go into something than be in the air. For some reason, they don't like to be in the atmosphere. And forthwith, Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits, more than one, went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place of the sea. And there about 10,000 and was choked in the sea. Now, what demons hide behind? What does demons hide behind? Curses. They will hide behind a curse. Yes, demons can hide behind a curse. Identifying and breaking curses. According to the author of the Modern Day Apostle, the man who has raised three people from dead, Derek Prince, there are seven areas that can show signs of a curse or identifying and then break the curse. Now, we're going to break some curses tonight, and I want everybody to repeat after me. And when you break them, you believe, and they'll be broken. Mental and emotional breakdown is a curse. Chronic sicknesses is a curse. Repeated miscarriages is a curse. Marital or family problems is a curse. Chronic financial problems is a curse. Being accident prone is a curse. Premature death in the family is a curse. Now, Galatians 3:13 tells us the following, that Jesus died on a tree that you can be released from the curse. You may have a curse of death and destruction that opens the door for the spirit of death and destruction to enter a family, causing premature death, accidents, and tragedies. The cause of destruction of the family of priesthood opens the door for spirits of strife, alcoholism, adultery, rebellion, Ahab, and others to enter into the family, which is a result of a broken relationship and the breakdown of family unity. You could not know, and you can have a curse of Jezebel, opens the door for spirits of Jezebel and Ahab to operate, causing God's order in the home to be perverted and destroyed. This cause also worked with the curse of destruction in the family of priesthood, wipes out man's authority. You could also, you can have a curse of poverty on you, but you can break these things tonight. So don't say, wow, all this sounds bad. We got a remedy. Nevertheless, the Lord thy God can turn a curse into a blessing, Deuteronomy 23:5. I'm just explaining this to people because we got so many people out here that could be under this. Curse of poverty opens the door for spirits of lack, bondage, begging, vagabond, poverty, unemployment, debt to operate in a family. Curse of pride, Leviathan, opens up the door for pride to operate, causing destruction and resistance from God. Curses of sicknesses and infirmity open up the doors for spirits such as cancer, arthritis, diabetes, and other sickness to operate in the family. Curses of the vagabond opens up the door for poverty, wandering, and the vagabond to operate. Many Christians who wander from church to church without commitment may be under the curse of the vagabond. Curse of the whoredom opens up doors for spirits of lust, vanity, whoredom, perversion, Jezebel, sexual impurity to enter into the family line. Curse of witchcraft opens up the door for spirits of poverty, loss, rebellion, fragmentation of the soul, confusion through the bloodline due to actual ancestral participation in any witchcraft. Spoken curse. Rebuke it. Watch what you say. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Don't say nothing negative. If you do, you can open up the door to curse. A curse is God's recompenses in the life of a person and his or her descendants as a result of sin. The curse causes sorrows of the heart and give demonic spirits legal interest into a family, whereby they can carry out evil and their wicked deeds by the family not even knowing. Now, I can relate to this because I had a lot of witchcraft in my family. And I see the schizophrenia now in my family. My mother had it. And I see it through my aunt. I see it through my brother's daughter. I see it. Well, God given me the knowledge because I know about curses. And make sure that when the Lord revealed to you about a specific curse, that you break it. Amen? You want to break curses. You don't want to have curses to come into your life. Now, we're going to do some curse breaking before we close. Now, what I want to do is to talk about the obstacles to deliverance. What can hinder us from receiving deliverance? Lack of faith. Lack of faith. I brought him to the disciples, and they could not cure him. Matthew 17:16. Lack of faith. You have to have faith. To which Jesus replied, O faithless and perverse generation, Matthew 17:17. The word generation, G G-E-N-E-A means race in reference to the Jewish people who, for the most part, refused to believe Jesus was the Messiah. Jesus was identifying the father of the epileptic son as a part of the fatherless and perverted generation. In Mark's account, the content reveals that the unbelieving scribes was disputing with the disciples over the failure to cease the deaf and dumb spirit out of that boy. The disciples were surrounded by an unbelieving multitude of people. And because of that, they didn't have the Holy Spirit, so they had Jesus. Listen, you're going to make mistakes in self-deliverance. You may say the wrong thing. It's okay. The Lord told me to tell all of you, go in faith. Come out of me in the name of Jesus. Believe. Don't get confused. Thus, Jesus was showing the disciples failure due to the unbelief of one seeking deliverance. You have to believe. You can't use my faith. You got to believe. This demon's coming out of me. Whether I see it or not, it's going to come out of me. I don't care whether I don't see it. It's going to come out of me. You got the desire to want out of you, and it will come out of you, and you can get free from any evil spirits. Let's meet some conditions for deliverance. Forgiveness. We must forgive all who trespass against us. Repentance. We have to truly repent. We have to stay away from occult objects, must destroy all paraphernalia of cults that give demons any legal rights. Deliverance can be blocked by ungodly things in a person's possession. I realized that I went to a lady's house, me and Sister Durden, when I first started with Bob Larson's Ministries. And we got there, and this woman had all these female angels. And I kept seeing demons just running around crazy. I said, ma'am, you need to get rid of these. Ain't no such thing, no female angel. Angels are male spirits. And boy, that demon, religious demon, said, I'm not getting rid of nothing. Y'all can leave. I said, okay, so we left. 2 days later, she said, I can't sleep. These things are moving around. And so as we went to the house, I saw it move around. I said, ma'am, you got to renounce this. But they're so pretty. I said, look, we ain't come way out here for nothing. So she blessed me and Sister Durden, gave us $150. That was me and Sister Durden's 8th case. We was excited, both of us learning, knowing the Lord telling us what to do. And the lady called back and she said, I finally got some sleep and peace. Why? In your home, demons can house and live in things. Now, there's somebody has an Indian dream catcher in your house. Get rid of it. Somebody has a dream catcher. Somebody got an unk from Africa. You need to get that out of your house. Amen. You got to have a desire to be delivered also. And you cannot be passive in spiritual warfare. If you are passive in spiritual warfare, it ain't going to work. Some deliverance attempts end in failure because of the passiveness of that person. This can be due to a lack of wanting to fight, wanting somebody else to do it, and you not do it yourself. But you have to have the desire to fight the good fight of faith. You have to have the desire to say, this thing's coming out of me. Now, if you're unteachable, you ain't going to be able to get no help. Okay? So be teachable and understand the functions of the kingdom and understand the power and the authority that you have in the name of Jesus. All right, we're going to break some curses and go over some prayers. And I want everybody to follow after me. We don't know what we dealt with. You know, I was breaking curses, but there was one curse I didn't break. Diverticulitis, and I got that thing. I was in the hospital. I had a bag on my stomach for 8 months teaching in the hospital. Brother Rodriguez come and get me. I'm still teaching. I got attacked so much. Then I had bed bugs in my whole house. My daughter at the time, I don't know how that happened. And I went through so much. And as I went through it, I saw this spirit come across me. I said, in the name of Jesus, you go away from me. And I began to pray. And I began to press. And I said, I got to turn this. And the Lord said, you have to turn it. So how did I turn it? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray to build up your Holy Spirit in you so you can say, tell them demons, no, you're not coming in my life. You ain't got nothing to do with my life. My body belongs to the Lord. You ain't at no part of this, and you're going to have to go. And believe me, if you believe that and you believe the word in you, they will leave. All right, we're going to break curses. So you don't know what type of curses you had. And let's also rededicate ourselves to the Lord. There are some people out here that want to just get a refreshment. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We ask that you forgive all of us for all of our sins, known and unknown. We believe that Jesus Christ died and rose on the third day and seated at the right hand of the Father and interceding for us. Come, Holy Spirit, renew us and forgive us our sins. Lord, your word says as we confess our fault that you are just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness. Let us take this opportunity and time to ask you to forgive us. Lord, we thank you that you have thrown into the sea of forgiveness according to Psalms 103, 11 and 12. We now come not knowing the curses that we may have on us, and we ask that they be broken through your holy name. Everybody repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I repent of any sins in my life or my ancestors' lives that have resulted in a curse. I repent of all disobedience, rebellion, perversion, witchcraft, adultery, lust, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others, murder, cheating, lying, sorcery, divination, and occult involvement. I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth on my mother's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve, on my father's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth, take authority over and break any and every curse upon my life, known and unknown curses. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth, break all curses of poverty, lack, debt, destruction, sickness, schizophrenia, double-minded, wavering, vagabondism, tie-tongue spirit, racing spirit. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth, break all curses of rejection. Rejection from the womb, pride, rebellion, lust, hurt, incest, rape, Ahab, Jezebel, fear, insanity, madness, mental confusion. On my mother's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve. On my father's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth, break all curses affecting my finances, my mind, my sexual character, my emotions, my will, and relationships on my father's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve, and on my mother's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth, break every hex, check, spell, spoken curse of anyone, or even you speaking a curse on yourself out of ignorance. We now break these curses. We break spoken curses. We break shackles, chains, cycles, habit as a result of a curse. On my mother's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve. On my father's side, all the way back to Adam and Eve. According to Galatians 3:13, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law by the sacrifice of Jesus. I exercise my faith in the blood of Jesus and loose myself and my descendants from any and every curse. I claim forgiveness through the blood of Jesus for the sins of the fathers. All my sins have been remitted, and I loose myself from the curses that came as a result of all disobedience and rebellion to the word of God. I exercise my faith, and I know that confession is made unto salvation. Therefore, I confess today that Abraham's blessings are mine. I am not cursed, but blessed. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am blessed coming in, blessed going out. I am blessed, and what God has blessed me with cannot ever be cursed. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. We're going to have some particular prayers. We're going to release the sword of the word of God. We're going to go in spiritual warfare. And I ask that you learn from this. When you're doing spiritual warfare, especially when you're pleading and releasing the blood of Jesus, demons hate the sprinkling blood. They hate it. So we're going to say a prayer, and I will give you the scriptures dealing with releasing the power of the blood of Jesus. I cover my mind, my thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. Exodus 12:13. I overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. Revelation 12:11. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over my body, mind, soul, spirit. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over the demons. Multiply grace and peace with me, Lord. 1 Peter 1:2. I am made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant of Yeshua. Hebrews 13:20-21. I have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:19. My conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Yeshua. Hebrews 9:14. I eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood. John 6:54. I have redemption through the blood of Jesus, through all demons, through all principalities. I am redeemed from the power of all evil through the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1:7. I rebuke all spirits of torment and fear because I have peace through the blood of Jesus. Colossians 1:20. I receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. Matthew 26:28. I receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus. I receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. I receive deliverance from demons and sickness through the blood of Jesus. I receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus bears witness to my deliverance and my salvation. 1 John 5:8. The blood of Jesus cleansed me from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Jesus resisted unto blood, and blood, his blood gave me victory. Hebrews 12:4. I rebuke and cast out the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. I rebuke and cast out the spirit of schizophrenia through the blood of Jesus. I rebuke and cast out the spirit of anger through the blood of Jesus. I rebuke and cast out the spirit of hate through the blood of Jesus. I rebuke and cast out the spirit of gluttony through the blood of Jesus. I rebuke and cast out the spirit of lust, the spirit of fornication, sexual sin, sexual desires. These things are very hard to get rid of. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of sin and iniquity in my life through the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:17. My heart is sprinkled with the blood of Jesus from any evil conscience. Hebrews 10:22. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. See, they don't like this because they can't penetrate the blood of Jesus. They hate the blood. The minute that blood was lashed out with Christ, that opened up the door for spiritual warfare, and they hate it. And they run. Demons run. I've seen them run by using the blood of Jesus. I command all the blood of Jesus throughout my whole body to purify me and cleanse me, and all the demons be washed in the blood to get out of me. I wash myself in the blood of Jesus. Get out of me. I release the blood of Jesus. I release the blood of Jesus Christ the Son of God. We're going to close with one more prayer. We're going to break curses and releasing the blessing of God. We are already broke some curses, so we will do another prayer. And we will close with prayer of protection and a prayer of healing and also health. Father, Lord, we pray for every individual who has any sicknesses that they be healed in the name of Yeshua. We pray for someone have cataracts. The Lord is healing it right now. There's a person that has an ulcer. The Lord is telling me to say the blood of Jesus and you'll be healed. There is a person who's being healed right now of high blood pressure. There are some people that has anxiety. The Lord has sent me to tell you to rest in the blood. Anxiety, use the blood. Anxiety, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over all the listeners. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus of Nazareth. The blood of Jesus of Nazareth. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They hate that. The blood of Jesus. You demons, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth against you. Now we're going to pray and close for prayer for divine safety and protection for everybody. Lord, we cover all the listeners and audience and their family, myself, and possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let the five gods surround and protect all of us from all the destructions of the enemy. Let the angels of the Lord encamp around us and protect us tonight, according to Psalm 34:7. Let your glory be our covering and protect our backs, Lord. Hold us up and we'll be safe, according to your word in Psalms 119:117. The name of Jesus is a strong tower, and we will run to it, according to Proverbs 18:10. Lord, you make us dwell in safety. Let us all be dwelling in safety by the blood, Psalms 4:8. Set me in safety from them that puff up at me, demons, Psalms 12:5. People, let me dwell in the land safely, Leviticus 26:5. Lead me in safety, and I will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm my enemies, Psalm 78:53. Let me lie down and rest in safety, Job 11:18, Isaiah 14:30. I will dwell in safety, and nothing shall make me be afraid, Ezekiel 34:28. There's a person dealing with fear who have a problem sleeping. You are 25 years old and you're still sleeping with the light on. That's fear. You need to call me, 678-701-3733. Email me at overtonavy1@gmail.com. Keep me as the apple of your eye and hide me under the shadows of your wings, Lord. All of us. Keep all of us like that tonight, Lord. Psalm 17:8. Lord, we all tonight will cover and we will trust you and trust your wings to protect us, Psalm 61:4. We thank you for this day and this hour for deliverance. We thank you for the word being went forth. We give all honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Chaplain Durden, Chaplain Durden, Chaplain Durden, Chaplain Durden. Any comments? Yes. Any comments to Chaplain Durden?
It was really beneficial, man, you know, because I got family that can be helped by such a teaching as tonight. It's well up to me. I mean, I've learned a lot of things that I hadn't known before. And I want to say, God bless you for that. And I've taken notes. Plus, just so happen to have a book on the blood of Jesus, which I'm going to involve myself. It's called The Power of the Blood of Jesus. And I'm going to read that. God bless you, man. And
amen.
Many more blessings to you and the ministry and to Sister Durden.
Amen. Amen, Brother John. God bless everybody, Sister. One thing, Sister Marine. God bless. Tell her I got some music for her. This is for my sister in the Lord. Tell her I got some music for her. This is for my sister Marine. God bless.
She got a big smile on her face.
You know all things, so I'll abide under your wing. Jesus, Jesus, you're my fountain where my life and thanks begin. Fullness of joy I'm trying to find. a secret place where I can hide. No sinful thoughts taking my mind, just you and I getting lost in time. My way, acknowledge you. If you said no, then I won't move. Quick to listen, I cannot speak, 'cause now your spirit speaks to me. A peace of mind
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh no, the Lord, and they'll never let go. Turn off the fire just a little bit more. Four perfect in the corner was a holy ghost. Yeah, just love everything. Come after no money, no time. Jesus, come after. Jesus, love everything. Come after. Nothing if I don't have you. Oh, Jesus, first everything. Come after. Yeah, yeah. Pay my job cause I need more money. First thing I ask, need a higher education. Got to choose an institution. First thing I ask, you need to get married. Got to choose the right person. First thing you ask, yeah. Said I need to pay my job cause I need more money. First thing I ask, need a higher education. Got to choose an institution. First thing I ask. You need to get married, start to choose the right person. First thing you ask,
is it your will, Lord Jesus?
Yeah.
Is it your will, Lord Jesus?
Jesus first, everything come after. No money, no car. Jesus come after. Jesus first, everything come after. Nothing if I don't have you, Father. Jesus first, everything come after. No money, no car. Jesus come after. Jesus first, everything come after. Nothing if I don't have you, Father. Sing Jesus first, everything come after. Everything come after. Jesus first, everything come after. Everything come after. Jesus first, everything come after. Everything come after. Jesus first, everything come after. Amen.
Talk with a friend one day. He was on the corner and he couldn't show his face. He was hiding from the police and his own gang. The only choice he had was to die or to go to jail. With tears in his eyes he said, I have failed. I did wrong and now the price I have to pay. Can't sleep, I can't eat, don't know what to say. Feel like my life is going straight down the drain. I feel for my children. I wasn't there for them, the only thing I gave was pain. I feel so ashamed, don't know what to do, where to go, or who to talk to. So I'm asking you to pray. I know I'm nowhere with Jesus, but I still believe in His name. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus, I know that you can hear me. One early Saturday morning, saw a girl I used to know. So I stop and say good morning. I said, girl, what's up? Been a while, how are you? She said, things are not good. Sometimes I feel confused. I know you're not seeing me at church like I used to. I messed around and got AIDS and even got abused. Sometimes I feel like God don't love me anymore. Sometimes I wonder if I really have hope.
Honestly,
I feel like hanging myself with a rope. My faith is weak and my life is moving slow. So I said, there's hope in the name of Jesus. I said, there's hope in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
I know that you can hear me.
I'm
bowing on my knees, yeah.
Miracle.
Father, don't give up the faith now. Fight hard
on what you like.
Just trust in Jesus Christ.
We'll make you right
inside. I know I'm stuck in just the water. Show me to the
pleasing you a miracle, yeah. Don't give up the faith now, fight hard for your life. Just trust in Jesus Christ, he'll make it right on time.
Every man, every woman, Lord, some of them are going through some stuff that is only you alone understand. But I pray, oh God, that you loose every burden, cause your people to praise your name, cause your glory, God, to shine like we have never experienced it before. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise, and everybody in the church shout a hallelujah. Clap your hands and praise God tonight. Shout a hallelujah in this place. Heaven's door is open. There's a glory in this place. Hell has to back off because of the power of the Almighty God that sweeps down in the
earth. Holy Spirit, come now and fill this atmosphere with your glory. Lord, we need you. Oh, there's so much thing that is going on that wants to keep me from serving. Wake up every day saying that yesterday I'm gonna serve you, Spirit of truth. But Satan knew my purpose, so he tried to come between us. He tried to keep my flesh occupied so that my spirit might destroy. But I'm gonna hide away.
On behalf of Live Deliverance Internet Radio and Jermaine Edwards, that's out to my sister Maureen. God bless you. This is Jermaine Edwards from Island Records, a friend of mine from Spanish Town. I want to thank everybody for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries this evening. It's been a blessing with you. It's been a blessing fellowshipping with you. It's been an honor to be in here tonight with our broadcast. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. We want to thank the Lord for everyone who came in here tonight and listened to us. I pray that you've learned something from the Lord. Jesus is Lord, and I tell you, I'm in the most beautiful country in the world. I love Jamaica. God bless America. I love this country. I love America, but I love Jamaica. Shalom, wada, wagwan, and have a good one. Good night.
The Lord taught him Jamaican language.